Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
I was thinking about the band. I was thinking about the
band. What a coincidence that this happened to be the bump song here.
It's funny how things work, isn't it?
It is funny. Life is funny.
Things are funny.
When did this song come out?
2013?
I would have said 2014. Yeah, somewhere around there.
You just said like a number near Ethan's number.
It was like a number one song, though. It was really big.
Huge song. And we're plugged into that world, the youth.
I am not plugged
into you're older.
To the youth. Not older than you.
It's your soul.
Oh, I have an old soul?
Yeah.
I have,
yeah,
always.
Yeah, you do.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or Not the Bee.
Nice save, Ryan Wiggins.
All right, these are stories that are either from the Babylon Bee, which would make them fake news, or they are real stories. I'm going to read the headline.
Or you if have they're to from the Bee, they're fake news, as we like to say, for now.
Actually, that's a lot of these this week. All right, let's start with this one. Letitia James hides from Trump DOJ by painting herself bronze and standing very, very still in Times Square.
very still. I hope.
Are you sure?
No. That would actually make more sense.
If this was real, this would be top three stories of the year.
If they broke
read
it.
Read that headline again. It took a turn in the middle, and I forgot the beginning.
I know. Letitia James hides from Trump DOJ by painting herself bronze and standing very, very still in Times Square.
It's going to come up and just be like, boop. You got a booper.
So you guys are going with fake.
Yeah.
Sadly.
You're right.
Oh, man.
Right. It's
I
not
wanted
real.
It to be real in my soul.
Yeah. Here's the story, though, just so you know.
Okay.
Thus far, the gambit appears to have paid off, with people believing James to be a statue of an unkempt woman who challenges perceived notions of representation. Quote, just be still, Letitia. They'll never suspect it, said James.
All you can see is her eyes shifting back and forth.
Said James, hands on her hips. Look at the dolts taking pictures of me as I hide in plain sight.
Why didn't Letitia James pick a crime she hadn't committed?
Unbelievable.
To go after
it?
Trump? Like,
it's unbelievable.
Come on. I understand that it was what you were most familiar with.
And you know she's scared because she is loud about it right now.
And anxious, you can tell. Right. It's another example of like the context of who she is and what she's done. Throw the book at her. Same with Comey. The context of who he is and what he's done. I have no sympathy for you. Whatever the max capacity of the Justice Department you can lawfully do, lawfully, throw it at them. Because they deserve that. Because they suck.
So was she... Is she next to, like, the 12-foot statue that they just put up in Times Square,
or is she the statue? That's her.
So she's 12 feet tall, got it. She's literally Goliath.
It's the magic of show business.
You're thinking about this too much.
Yeah.
It's just a photogenic trick.
Ryan's like, this has to be the bee because that statue's 12 feet tall. Yeah.
It's perspective.
It's forced perspective. You understand? I'm from TV, so.
Oh, you got it. I'm sorry. I'm still adjusting to that.
I was in the industry.
You got 86 from TV.
That's true.
I'm sorry if that hurt.
What's the term for getting picked up by radio, though?
Did you?
I kind of forced my way in.
You kind of did.
Yeah.
But we're glad to have you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
What a nice person.
Thank you. I know.
Next story is man with history of fighting kangaroos found dead inside kangaroo enclosure at the zoo.
No.
Oh, no, that sounds like a real story.
Not kangaroo man.
Yeah, it's. I think this is real.
I do too.
Yes, this is real. The guy's last name is Slate.
His last name was Slate?
Yeah, Slate's body was found inside the enclosure just before midnight on Friday at the five-star firm 30 miles north of Myrtle Beach. Some reports have suggested...
This is in the United States?
Yes.
I just assumed it was in Australia.
I was like,
those Aussies are crazy.
With a name like
Slate.
Yeah, there's like a guy named Slate who got killed by a kangaroo, and you said it's in Miami?
It's in Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach!
I did the same thing. I'm like, oh, this is not America. And then, well, Myrtle Beach.
You know,
how about
if it happens
that?
In Australia, it's almost like it's on another planet.
Yeah, that didn't happen here. That didn't exist.
Mm.
Some reports have suggested that Eric Slate was in the enclosure roughhousing with the kangaroos at the time of his death, but we don't know that's the case. We'll have to wait for the autopsy. Eric Slate's brother.
What is the autopsy going to say?
Robert, I don't know. It'll have like
footprints. Does it have intentions and motivations?
Two big footprints on him.
Like, I think that probably was the thing that did it.
It's kind of like the irony of... the crocodile hunter, what was his name? Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
His death from a stingray.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of doing what you do.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, I wouldn't swim with stingrays like that.
You
and
have to know, like, if you go into kangaroo enclosures at zoos just to fight them...
They're going
to
do kangaroo stuff.
Eventually, it's going to catch up with you.
He's done it so much that he's known for it.
He is.
How many times do you have to fight a kangaroo to be known for fighting kangaroo?
One.
I think it's just one.
But
yeah.
Still.
You're at the zoo. There's a guy in there fighting a kangaroo. Yeah. Ah, it's just Slate.
That's Eric Slate. He's known for that.
Slate.
He's just mad at him.
Poor guy. Poor family.
All right. Yeah. Colorado Rockies accused of using performance inhibiting drugs.
Oh.
This should be real.
Melatonin found in, can't even name a Colorado Rocky. Oh, there's a Cardinal there. In there?
Austin Gomber. I don't think he's there anymore.
That's what I was
thinking. Chris Bryant is maybe.
I wanted him to be a Cardinal.
He was with the Cubs for a long
time. Is he hitting bombs there?
Oh, he's terrible. It's like, it's the worst contract in baseball.
You go to Colorado as a home run hitter and don't hit home runs? Eek.
Pretty bad. But they are just for a little, do you have information on them? How bad they're doing right now?
Let me see if it's in
I
this
hear, I continue
fake story
to see.
Well,
they continue to have like open tryout posts that are floating around social media.
Last year, the Chicago White Sox had the worst season in baseball history, and at this point in the year, they were 11-28. The Colorado Rockies are 7-33.
Oh no!
They are on track.
It's amazing.
They
especially
are on
back-to-back
track
seasons
to destroy the worst record in baseball
That's
history.
So sad.
Record. It's
I visited
sad.
The Rockies Stadium at the end of last season. Maybe
Beautiful
this is
ballpark.
The Wiggins curse. Maybe we could refer to it as that. I'd be fine with that.
I blame you. Does John Mozeliak have a connection to Colorado, Denver?
Yes, but I'm not sure what it is.
I've heard that he should maybe...
At one point, he was in their organization doing
Colorado?
Something, but I'm not sure what.
Maybe it's in this story here. Let me see. No, nothing about John Mozeliak, but it says that MLB officials expressed a lack of confidence in the Rockies' claims that this is all natural and are seeking independent testing through the Joint Drug Prevention Treatment Program.
Oh, that makes me sad.
And then it goes on about the White Sox stuff.
Can you imagine being their moms? Ugh.
I cannot imagine that.
Well, you should just be a little more introspective.
Whenever I watch sports, I don't really, my mind doesn't go there.
I think I've got a new
question.
What
if I was his mom?
What if I was his mom?
I'd probably be pretty good looking because he's a handsome guy.
That is Pete the Alonzo. Most dude thing. That is the most dude that you could take that comment. If have you ever thought, even when it's for my against my team, if they're struggling, I'm like, oh, their mom has got to be so stressed right now. And you're like, they're good looking. I'd be pretty happy
so
about
hot.
That.
Yeah. I bet Pete Alonzo's mom's really hot. Ooh, I wonder if I would be Pete Alonzo's mom.
You think Pete Alonzo's hot?
Actually a polar bear.
That's his nickname.
All right, next story. Not just the head. Stolen Melania Trump statue sawed off at the ankles.
Now that's just cruel.
I didn't know there was a statue, so I'm going to say this is real. There's no part of this that alludes to a story that I've heard to be.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's real because this sounds like what a criminal would do when they get there and they didn't have a good plan.
It is real. I know it is real.
You're right. It is real. Melania Trump's Slovenian hometown put up a statue of the city's favorite daughter in 2020, but the life-size piece was recently stolen. After seeing the statue, it's entirely possible that, the article says, Melania ordered the hit herself. Because it's just I'm going to hold this up. It's just, I'll try to describe it. It is a faceless, sort of just imprint of a person that really looks like it might be a woman.
Like, yeah, that doesn't even look like a real person.
Put it back up there.
Put it back up. There we go. All right. So it just looks like an outline of a person. It's
that's
not
a nightmare.
Yes. That is a real picture.
She cut it down.
That's the implication from the actual article. The stolen bronze statue itself was a replacement for a wooden one that was set on fire in 2020. So there's probably one rando in that hometown who's like, I'm going to take that thing
like
down.
Her
I don't like
anyway.
That. It keeps happening. Next one.
Somebody erected a statue of me that was that hideous, I would pay someone to cut it down. I'd be like, just do it.
Yeah, well, Trump didn't like the picture of him in the Colorado Capitol. He said something about it. DNC to remove David Hogg after realizing he's David Hogg.
No comment.
I refuse to believe that this is the bee. I am holding on the hope that this is a real article.
This is one that blurs the lines, doesn't it? It is the bee, but... DNC announced it will attempt to void Hogg's February election to vice chair on procedural grounds, stating that no one had yet comprehended that this was David Hogg. Obviously, we have to remove him. He's David Hogg, stated DNC operations manager Chandler Kilgore.
Is that a real person?
Kilgore.
For the sake of our own survival, the DNC will act quickly and mercilessly to depose him. I mean, it's literally David Hogg.
It's literally the only reason.
That's it. The whole article is written that way.
Is that David Hogg? I didn't know that.
All right. Democrats confused by legal immigrants who seem to love America.
You are not doing this the way we designed this to be done.
It's the bee.
You're right, it's the bee. Democrat onlookers were baffled at the unusual sight of a group of immigrants arriving in the United States legally while waving patriotic American flags. A group of 59 Afrikaners escaped persecution. Afrikaners escaped persecution in South Africa and arrived in Washington this week. Quote, wait, I'm confused. They don't hate America? Said one Democrat immigration activist. Why are we even letting them in? This is weird.
You got one more?
Yeah, I do. I got a couple, actually. Max is detransitioning back to HBO Max.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Real?
I don't know.
It's real.
Sounds like a true story. It's just a way, a matter of speaking.
Yeah. Right.
It's blurry. The lines are blurry. This is a real story, though. Warner Brothers streaming service was once HBO Go, then HBO Now, then HBO Max, and then just Max. Only 3 short years later, the service is rebranding again, this time going backwards, and we're getting HBO Max. The reason it's a story, though, is that the online comments about detransitioning back to HBO Max have become their own thing.
That's so funny.
Why wouldn't you just be HBO? That's a brand.
Is Max not a separate thing, though?
Well, was it a? Did they HBO buy Max? Cinemax?
It's HBO Max is just the streaming
did
service.
Did HBO buy Cinemax, though?
I don't know the answer to that. They might have.
I thought HBO and HBO Max was a...
A merger?
Coupling.
Well, this would be a conscious decoupling.
I think it's a detransition.
Detransition.
Get it right.
AI overview on Google says no, HBO did not buy Cinemax.
Okay.
All right.
But they are both owned by Warner Brothers.
Well, samesies. Go. Next. Okay. Last one.
Pete Rose Hall of Fame induction ceremony to be sponsored by DraftKings. I know.
Aww.
I will put it last because I'm like, if we don't get to it, that's okay. But we did.
But you hurried it up.
Yeah, this is the B. Despite keeping Rose on the permanently ineligible list for Hall of Fame consideration until his death, Major League Baseball agreed to allow the sponsorship.
It kind of ticks me off that they did this after he died. He died early, so maybe you couldn't have expected it. Ryan, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Brad?
Yes.
Ethan?
Yes.
Annie? Yes. All right. When we come back at 1:25, we're going to do our next question segment where you can ask us anything. Put your comments right there on the Annie Fry YouTube Live. And we'll get to some things that we missed during the week. I missed a whole day. I wonder what they will be. Vote in the YouTube poll. We'll be right back.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.